and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
We live in an age now where everything is electronic, but the truth of the matter is sometimes we break those electronics.
Right.
We rely on them for everything at this point. Take away my computer, take away my cell phone, I'm lost.
Yeah, Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Rocco Frank. He's the owner of Computer Fox here in Milford. What's the number one thing you can do to screw up your electronic device?
Well, the number one thing that people do to ruin their computers these days is they don't read those, what I call those shareware agreements when they install software. There's always little programs on there that I affectionately call tag-alongs. And all a tag-along basically is a piece of software you don't want. It slows down your computer, eats up your bandwidth, bombards you with, like, advertisements that you don't want.
Rocco, what is the strangest thing that you've seen on a customer's computer?
Literally, software on her computer that she wanted fixed for her toy, which I thought was really kind of odd.
For her
adult toy?
Her adult toy.
Her adult toy had software?
Absolutely.
What?
Fully updatable.
What?
Fully updatable.
It was Bluetooth. And, of course, you can kind of, like, put pulsating patterns on it and all sorts of other weird stuff. So,
listen, Elon Musk is working on a spaceship that's going to get us all to Mars. Are you surprised that this thing is out there?
I'm shocked. I didn't realize that they came with apps and software.
No. You're not shocked. You're stimulated.
Got it. Yeah.
For safety's sake.
Yeah. I just read last week this article about passwords and how much they're sold for on the black market. From what I understood, on the black market, you can buy a Gmail password for $1, a Facebook password for $5.20, a PayPal password for $247, or take somebody's complete banking identity for $1,200.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends what you have in your computer, too. I mean, if you're a big financial guy and you're doing, like, stock tips and you have stuff that can make people a lot of money, then you're going to be more of a target than, let's say...
me.
Yeah.
Pictures of my family on vacation. What's the value of that?
Yeah, and, you know, that's all anybody really has in their computers, you know, because I get to see everybody's information. I mean, as a computer guy, you know, I have the distinct honor and privilege of seeing what everybody in the community has on their computer. And 99% of the people that I see out there, it's all very simple, benign stuff. The average person, I don't think they really have anything of serious interest, unless, of course, you got a really killer FICO score and somebody wants that so they can open up credit cards and everything else.
That's why I like to tell my husband the reason why I accidentally pay all my credit cards late is because I don't want my score to get too high. safer this way.
That's the argument you're going to go with?
That keeps the hackers away. Rocco Frank from Computer Fox in Milford, thanks for taking the time this morning.